by the very people whose cities you see being destroyed by their supporters.
By the way, before I leave you, I want you to hear Ed Markey. He's a senator from Massachusetts. And this was his response to the originalist, Amy Coney Barrett. This is cut one, Jim. Ed Markey, senator from Massachusetts. Here he is.
Originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic. For originalists, like Judge Barrett, LGBT stands for let's go back in time. Originalism is just a fancy word for discrimination.
What do you make of that? A senator on the floor of the United States Senate with that nonsense. What do you make of it?
Well, he sounds like the perfect socialist, doesn't he? That's exactly what a socialist would say. And that's exactly who the Democrat Party is. They're nothing but a bunch of American-hating socialists who hate the Constitution and everything it stands for, that have promised to fundamentally transform this country since as long as I can remember. At least I heard it most loudly from Barack Obama in 2008.
Wow.
As we see their cities being destroyed, that's a microcosm of what would happen to this country if should a Democrat gain power. Look at what they did to Judge Kavanaugh. Look at what they did to an innocent man. Look at what they did to the rule of law. Look at what they did to the presumption of innocence. They destroyed it. And so everyone that voted against, remember, it's the Democrat, Robert Reich, who's calling to have some sort of Politburo that tracks Trump supporters, identifies them, and then I guess wants to send us some sort of re-education camp. But I think it would be far worse. They would use the powers of technology. They would use the powers of social media to silence us first. And then they would come after our 501c3s, much like Obama did with the IRS. They would come after people that didn't think like them. They would have an enemies list longer than my arm.
Well,
Democrats want to destroy this country. They certainly don't want to build this country. They promised to do that, and we look at their Democrat cities, and they're burning, and they're being destroyed in the name of what? Progress.
And by the way, you saw last night the latest city to burn, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
30 cops injured.
Yeah.
30.
And one female cop run over by a car. She's in stable condition. Looks like she's going to be okay, but she's
what
in stable.
What is the difference between ISIS taking a white van and driving it down the busy streets of a New York thoroughfare and what this van did to our cops last night? This is an act of terrorism.
Well, and it's getting absolutely no play in the fake news media. They don't want to touch that story. We'll find out what happens tonight. Megan, always good. We will talk again on Election Day next week. And make sure everybody gets out and vote. Thanks so much. Always appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Check out her weekly newsletter that you get on weekends. It's absolutely incredible. Stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a 533, you just checked the traffic cams and that low sun out there. We're getting some slow flows right now on the 515 eastbound at Main. That's clogging up that transition ramp. Those leaving 15 north to go 515 east. Also, slow flows 515 west at Charleston. Got a crash, US 95 west. That's at Decatur. Those delays continue in both directions on Interstate 15 between Cheyenne and Craig for the most part. Also, do expect some delays on Border Highway southbound. That's between Sahara and Charleston. They're doing some sewer and other construction work in that area.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
This Saturday is going to be the first time that fans will get to experience a football game at Allegiant Stadium. As for UNLV, as UNLV has announced that they are going to allow about 3% of the stadium's capacity in on Saturday when they match up against Nevada. That means about 2,000 spectators will be in attendance. Fans attending the game will be screened upon entry, and they will be required to wear face coverings and maintain social distancing. UNLV looking for their first win of the season after they lost at San Diego State in week number one. This Sports Flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices on everything you need to pack and ship.
Right now at Staples, save 20% on UPS expedited shipping services. Plus, save up to 30% on select shipping supplies.
Shop in-store or get same-day delivery through Instacart and save big at Staples.
Ends 10/31 while supplies last. In-store only. See store for details. Instacart fees, taxes, and/or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Many voters are getting a mail ballot for this election. When you do, carefully follow the directions to vote and make sure you sign the outside of the envelope here. Then put it in the mail or bring it to a ballot drop-off box. And do this soon so we receive it in time to be counted. For anyone who would rather vote in person, we will have regular polling places open during early voting and on election day. So this election is up to you. Mail it in, drop it off, or go vote in person. It's your choice. Don't lose your voice. Vote. Brought to you by Clark County.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And I want to talk to you for just a second about the most important election in our lifetime. While it is true that the top of the fight card is the presidential race, the races that most directly impact our lives are the undercard, what they call the down ballot elections. Now, if you don't think who we send to Carson City doesn't matter, consider the last legislative session. We were just one vote short of handing liberal Democrats a so-called supermajority and the ability to pass any kind of tax increase they wanted. We need to take back our legislature to back our president. President Trump has kept his promises. When he was campaigning here in Nevada, he said he doesn't play for the Washington establishment because he's not a politician, but was elected to fight for us. Now, what we can do for him is to vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that. Early voting, it's underway. Election day, November 3rd. This announcement paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. Now, I want you to hear two different U.S. senators, one a Democrat, the other one a Republican. Ed Markey is the Democrat. He is from Massachusetts. And this was his reaction to the originalist Amy Coney Barrett being approved, confirmed for the United States Supreme Court. She claims to be an originalist. She looks at the founding fathers and their intent. But this was Ed Markey yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
Originalism is racist. Originalism is sexist. Originalism is homophobic. For originalists like Judge Barrett, LGBT stands for Let's Go Back in Time. Originalism is just a fancy word for discrimination.
Now, that to me was reprehensible. I want you to hear another U.S. senator. This is Cut 5, and this is Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, responding to Senator Ed Markey's racist comments on Fox.
This is patently irresponsible. Of all the irresponsible and inflammatory statements I've heard over the last few weeks, and I've heard some doozies, this might well be the worst. If you think about what he's really saying there, Senator Markey has essentially said that our Constitution
yes.
is racist. And an effort to understand it, understand its words at the time they were written, is itself racist and bigoted. I can't think of a statement that has a greater tendency to undermine the foundation of our constitutional republic. I hope, expect, and demand that Senator Markey retract his statement. It's irresponsible. He can't defend that.
Isn't that the truth? When we come back, we're going to let you hear from Karl Rove, the brain, and the president on one of three stops today. At 6 o'clock, he's going to speak in Omaha, Nebraska. This is going to be good. When you hear what he says, it follows what I told you just a couple of minutes ago, that the president says, I'm not a politician. And he's not. But he's been amazing for our country. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. Yeah. This is 1 week from Election Day. And I hope, if you have not already voted, that you will vote. Early voting through Friday, okay? And then on November 3rd, that's the big one. That's the big kahuna. Tommy White, my buddy from Labor's Union, he plans on voting on Election Day. He's old school. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Are the polls really as close as they say 1 week out? Our pollster, Zach Moya, will be here with details. I got my fingers crossed.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&B Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&B Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases.
A message to my Medicare eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Battle License, 489-447-1642.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tonight, here in Las Vegas, Eric Trump in town. He's going to join us tomorrow at 3:05. Yeah. And it goes to show you that the campaign still believes that Nevada is in play, and they are bringing surrogates and all, and bringing the president. Yeah. Laughlin and Bullhead, and it's we're in the game. That's exactly what's going on. I want you to hear from Karl Rove, though. He was on with Bill Hemmer this morning, and he sizes up this presidential race just 1 week out. This is cut number 6. Karl Rove earlier today on Fox.
In an absentee voting and early in-person voting we've seen in some of these states, and the numbers are just extraordinary. Is it fair to say the campaigns actually know where this race stands right now? Because they have so much information, Karl.
Yeah, well, each campaign, the Biden campaign and the Trump campaign, have models of who they think are voting now. And so, yeah, they have their own polling and tracking, but they also have these models on top of it. We don't know which is more accurate, the polling or the models. But, yeah, they have a couple of sources of information that if they believe in their mechanism, if they believe in the process, they then think they have a pretty good handle on what's shaping up to happen.
In the meantime, Joe Biden was in Georgia today. He's going to make a trip to Iowa a little later in the week. What do you make of that travel schedule?
Well, I think these are states that are both close, and the former vice president has been very reluctant to travel much outside of, you know, Delaware and Pennsylvania. So it's a big thing that out of the last 7 days of the election, two of those 7 days will be devoted to single stops in Georgia today and then Iowa later in the week.
Okay, Florida, I think, is on his list, maybe Wisconsin. He threw out a number of states yesterday. As you rightly point out, he has not done that during this campaign.
Yeah.
If you were trying to game this out, what would that suggest to you?
Well, I think it suggests that he thinks those states are close, and that if he's able to win Florida or keep Trump from winning Wisconsin, that increases his chance. But I'm a little bit dubious about whether or not he's actually going to do it. But maybe that's because I'm in Texas, and every week they say we're going to make a hard run at Texas. We placed $5 million worth of ads for next week, and then they cancel them. But in the meantime, the national press has fallen for this 4 or 5 times this fall, where it's like Biden is making an aggressive attempt to sweep Texas into the blue column, but he's reserved $5 million worth of time in a week or two, and it never happens.
But what do you think, come back to Texas in a moment, do you think these nonstop rallies are giving Biden the goose to go ahead and get out of Wilmington and go visit some folks?
Well, one thing that political scientists have studied a lot is what is the effect of a candidate visiting a target or a battleground state? Mm-hmm. And all the evidence points to these kind of events tend to drive the message in a critical market, a critical part of the state, and help the person who's holding those rallies. And with the president having nonstop rallies, it's problematic that Biden has been so reluctant to do so. I think he's been to Arizona one time. The president has been there seven times. He's not making the critical mistake of never going to a state like Hillary Clinton never went to Wisconsin. But nonetheless, if the political science studies are accurate that visits to a state help a candidate on the ballot, then Trump's doing himself a lot of good.
Let me phrase it a different way. Did he kind of smoke him out to get him back on the road?
Well, I don't know if that's the best way to say it. I think maybe Biden looked at it and said, you know what, the Biden high command said we better get him out there because, Trump's frequent presence in a battleground state is going to give him a boost. We need to do what we can to blunt it.
That was the brain, Karl Rove, with Bill Hemmer earlier. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll let you hear from the president. Earlier today in Lansing, Michigan. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51994.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367, license number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Take a listen to your speakers.
Over here.
And over here. Unimpressive, right?
Imagine having 17 speakers powered by 710 watts all around you, even in the ceiling. Better? We think so. The all-new Acura TLX with the available ELS Studio 3D Premium Audio System. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My older brother, Rick, is in Omaha, and they got VIP passes from the governor, and he and his wife are going to see the president in just about, by the way, in just about 10 minutes from now is what the schedule was, 6 o'clock our time. And so it'll be interesting to see what he changes. I hope he's going to start talking about what's going on in Philadelphia, where they were burning cop cars last night, 30 cops injured after a black man was shot by cops. Don't know the racial makeup of the cops. But suffice to say, people were very angry, and 30 cops were injured, some seriously. Cop cars burned. But you're not hearing much of that from the fake news media, are you? Oh, you're seeing a lot of Joe Biden in Georgia. Unbelievable. I want you to hear from the president. I'm going to let you make the president essentially the last word today. He was in Lansing, Michigan, and he reinforced something I told you earlier in the hour, that one of the things the president did when he came to Nevada, he said, you know, I'm not a politician. Never have been, never will be. And he's not. But he's just one of the best presidents, maybe the best president of my lifetime, and maybe beyond that. Anyway, here was the president today in Lansing, Michigan, the first of three stops today by the president.
In 2016, Michigan voted. That's a lot of people. Look at it. As far as, you know, I'm hearing the sound. It sounds like it's from 20 miles away. It almost is. Thank you. Thank you. In 2016, Michigan voted to fire this corrupt political establishment, and you elected an outsider as president who is finally putting America first. We're putting it first. And, you know, a lot of times, because I've become friendly with many of the presidents and prime ministers, kings and queens, dictators, I must tell you, dictators, but I've become friendly with a lot of them, and they say with two things. It's incredible what you've done with the economy. They always say that. They always say it no matter what. They say we have done the most incredible job, and they always start off by congratulating me. The next question is they want to buy our military equipment because we make the best equipment anywhere in the world. And sadly, with many of these nations who are not that friendly, we have to say no. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Anyway, I don't sound like a politician because I'm not a politician. I never wanted to be a politician. I became a politician for one very specific reason, because we're doing a job in the history of our country. In the first 3.5 years, nobody has done what we and this administration has been able to do. With regulations, with taxes, with rebuilding our military, with strengthening our borders. By the way, our border, the strongest it's ever been. We're building 10 miles a week. The wall is almost finished. They don't want to talk about the wall. Remember, that's all they talked about was the wall. The wall's never going to get built. It's never going to get built. Then I got it built. It's almost completed. They don't want to talk about it. And Mexico is paying for the wall. Remember that, please. If I don't always play by the rules of Washington and the Washington establishment, it's because I was elected to fight for you, and I fight harder than any president has ever fought before.
There you have it. By the way, the president will be in town tonight. He's going to arrive tonight. I imagine it's going to be around 10 o'clock, something like that, at McCarran. He's going to be in town for the rally tomorrow, the Bullhead Laughlin Airport. And my guess is that's going to be a huge, huge crowd. Tomorrow, Eric Trump talks strategy for the final 6 days of the campaign. 6 days from Election Day. Hard to believe it. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night. Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed life.